Hello, everybody, audience. This is Rosie Lorraine. I'm just starting this podcast and I'm deciding what I want to talk about. I'm passionate about several different things, as I'm sure many people are. So it's just kind of like, which one do I focus on? Music has been the primary creative outlet for me. I am a rapper, a singer, a songwriter. And so I just love music. I love hearing music, but I really, really like the being in the space to create music. So I love to just write, preferably in the studio with good music behind me. But I also just have, you know, while I'm driving, random hooks or just like melodies will come to me. So I might put them on my iPhone or whatever. So I was thinking, all right, well, maybe I'll just talk about music. But I'm more than that. I'm also a mom. I'm a youngest sibling. I'm a friend. So this first one might be, you know, all over the place, but whatever. I am passionate too about business and learning how, sort of to create a brand and learning how to just kind of make your mark in the world doing what you love or doing what you are good at. I mean, it's not to say that you won't have to do some things that you don't particularly like to get to where you're doing what you're good at. But I'm really, really passionate about finding out what your niche is and just like walking in that and really being your true, honest, God-given self, the person you were created to be. So I'm sort of on this mission to find out what exactly I'm supposed to do and what exactly it is that I do better than anyone else. So this will be sort of just my journey. I know that audio is very, very powerful. I like listening to things. I do like reading, and I've been reading a lot more over the past couple of years, but I really like listening to things as a lot of people do, like while I'm driving or even late at night or while, so I can be doing something else. So that's why I said, well, I'll, you know, at least give us a stab at this podcast thing. I also like visual learning, so maybe eventually I'll do some more, some video vlogs or what have you. But anyway, one thing, like I said, that I'm just really focused on now is the bottom line is just making money is, you know, one thing that I'm passionate about. And it sounds, when I say it, it sounds kind of like, yeah, you just want to make a bunch of money. But it's just kind of like, I'm thinking, I want to do it because I know I can. And that is, you know, sort of like the currency that's what you need in this world, at least to do anything you want to do things you gotta do. And if you're going to be effective, really effective, I should say, I guess, in helping someone else to achieve their goals, a lot of it does take money. I know you can do a lot of volunteering and all that stuff. So whatever, I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of time justifying why I want to make money, okay? Because I'm also very practical and I like to keep it real. So I just want to do it because I know I can, and I want to find out how it is, you know, being done. So a lot of the things that I've been doing recently have been watching documentaries. I don't know if I've always been interested in finance, but I've started getting interested in it more so over the past year or two. So I've watched documentaries on that, but even like how some people have sort of messed it up, you know, like, you know, fraud in cases and, you know, different series that I might find on various networks, Netflix, YouTube, whatever. I just enjoy that. So I enjoy the information and, you know, being privy to certain things that were not available before. And even if they were available, they're not available unless you know that it's out there. So I just like the idea of being in the know. So that's what I'm really excited about. And I sort of want to maybe take this podcast, who knows where it will go, but, you know, just sort of take you on my journey to, you know, discover how to get this paper. I wrote a song, and I'll include some music. Like I said, I'm a singer-songwriter, so I have a song that I did with my sister. She goes by the name of Dot Jane. We rapped together, I want to say back in the day, but it wasn't even that long ago that we were really, really, you know, rapping and kind of doing the underground thing. But we did a song called Paper Route just not too long ago. And so maybe I'll add that as a backtrack. But this will sort of be my paper route, you know. I'm sort of building, just trying to now build a business because it's become a passion of mine. Just seeing, like I said, how the world works, how money works. And I'm just fascinated with that and with numbers and what you can do and what you can create. I know I've always been entrepreneurial at heart. And so mostly it's been targeted toward music and writing. But I'm really interested in figuring out how to monetize it, because if you can't, you know, make money doing what you love, then eventually it just kind of goes to the wayside. And that's been part of my story, but I'm reviving some of the things that I love nowadays again. So, yeah, this is exciting. I'm currently in Baltimore. My whole hometown is Baltimore. I was born here and I moved away as a kid to North Carolina. So I grew up in Baltimore and North Carolina. But as a young adult, I moved to California and moved to Los Angeles. So I got a taste of that life. And now I'm back in Baltimore and I really love it. So some of the things that I might talk about might be about Baltimore because, you know, it has a negative sort of ring to it when you say Baltimore. If you Google Baltimore, certainly if you go on YouTube and type in Baltimore, you get a lot of negativity. But even though I'm from Baltimore, I guess because I've been away for so long, that's not my Baltimore. Like, that's not my perspective of it, I should say. And so I want to be realistic. And one of my small passions is just kind of you know, being rediscovering a city and kind of seeing, you know, what people's perspective is of it. So I might talk some about Baltimore and ways that, you know, or introduce you to those who have no idea of the upside or the niceties of Baltimore, maybe explore some of those things. So yeah, let's see what else. I'm a mom. Like I said, I have I wear many hats like several people do, but I have two teenagers and they're fun. They're also musicians. So we're working on a whole, sort of like a collaboration project with me, and I've been doing music for years. You know, whether you know me or not is irrelevant because I'm famous. No, I'm kidding. I like to make jokes too. But the thing is, I've been doing music for a long, long time. And again, struggling with how to monetize it. And there's so many people who are making great money and they're not even known. And they're, you know, making good money in the music industry. So my kids and I are, you know, getting together and just like putting aside the excuses and just, you know, sort of getting it done. Right now I'm working a full-time job that I actually really, really like in another industry, a whole nother industry that's a passion of mine, which is real estate. But at the same time, it's just, you know, I want to figure out how to tap into monetizing all aspects of all interests that I have, and monetizing again, because that's what's necessary, you know, to sort of get the things that are required, you know, and then even the things that you want, because in order to get to a place where you can just chill out, you know, you definitely have to have the money when you have responsibility. So I'm understanding as I'm talking, with putting out your opinion and your voice, definitely going to have people, you know, that disagree. But that's welcomed, you know, because I also, I like to learn and, you know, so that's good. Let's see what else. Maybe we'll just keep this one short. But again, this is an introduction. Like I said, we're just going to kind of chronicle maybe my journey into, you know, building a brand and sort of rebuilding my name, whatever name I have currently in music, just rebuilding that and seeing, you know, where we can take it.